641 on WTOP. Okay, here we go. Looking for something tasty to have with dinner tonight. We go all around the world during the Wine of the Week, and tonight we choose Italy.
Ah, joining us now, syndicated wine columnist Scott Greenberg. Hello, Scott.
Come stai, Hillary?
Good. I'm very good. Listen, let's talk about Italian wines. And before we get specific, what's special about them? There are lots of different regions, aren't there?
Well, there's over 20 recognized wine regions. And what's really special about them is the variety of grapes and the variety of terrain and microclimates and just the wonderful revolution that's going on in winemaking now in Italy. We're getting some really a wonderful mix between old world and new styles of wine, particularly, say, like in Tuscany, where they're making these wonderful, what they call super Tuscan wines, where they're blending in the traditional Sangiovese with, say, Cabernet Sauvignon and Merlot now, and they're just wonderful. They're almost cult-like.
And you're also taking a look at Piedmont. What do you have for us starting there tonight?
Well, you know, I'm a sucker for a crisp white wine. So the Cortese grape, which is used to make the popular white wine Gave in Piedmont, it's the 2011 Broglia Gave La Marana. And this offers up just beautiful scents of acacia and apricot, and a little wet stone there on a floral bouquet. But it's the notes of nectarine and lime and minerals that are just buoyed by this crisp acidity and hints of peach on the finish. Just really open up the palate and make a great way to start any meal. $23.
What kind of reds do you like?
Oh, well, all of them.
Of course.
But why don't we take a quick dip into Tuscany and talk about the 2009 Antinori Villa Antinori Toscana. Now, what I like about this wine, it's almost like a house wine, and it's crafted from a blend. Remember, we were talking about those blends. 55% Sangiovese, 25% Cabernet Sauvignon, a little bit of Merlot, a little bit of Syrah in there. And it was just, it's aged in 60-gallon French oak, Hungarian oak, and American oak barrels for 12 months. It has an ultra-smooth palate. Just shows off beautiful flavors of black cherry, little smoky plum in there, and then just mellow tannins, little hint of vanilla, thanks to that oak, on the easy and medium-bodied finish. And it's only $20. This is a great house wine.
All right. Thanks so much, Scott. Appreciate it.
All right. Enjoy. Stay dry.
Okay, we
Ciao.
Will. Scott Greenberg, syndicated wine columnist. Want to know what wine to drink for your next meal? Check out all of his recommendations on WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week. And as always, please drink responsibly.
644.